On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU women's golf team. For the first time in over a decade, able to host a meet last weekend, able to win that meet as well. Low score out of Maria Sloan, sophomore from Coleraine. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What's it like playing at home?
It was really nice and being really familiar with the course for once, and like I knew what to expect. Some of the holes were a little shorter than we normally play, so that helped a little bit too. But, and then all my family was there too, my mom and my dad, so that was really nice.
1 week left in the fall portion of your schedule. You go to the NSIC Championships, the fall championship this weekend in Lake City. What have you guys been working on, kind of getting yourselves ready for that? And you in particular, what part of the game needs to be fixed the most, I guess, by this weekend?
I think for all of us, it's our short game around the green. And for me, definitely that's what I've been working on. Last few weeks, that's pretty much all I've been working on because I'm pretty comfortable with my swing and everything. It's just the short game is pretty much what gets all of us at some point.
How consistent have you been this year?
Well, I've been consistently getting lower scores. So, and then this last round on Friday was my most consistent round I've had so far.
How important is it to eliminate the doubles and come back with, you know, even if you have a bogey, come back with a good score on the next hole?
It's pretty important to get those comebacks, but if I have a bad hole, I just try to forget about it, and it's a new hole and can start fresh.
Have you ever played this course in Lake City?
Yes, we played it last year, and it was really pretty.
I understand it's not the easiest course in the world to play either.
No, but last year I was having troubles there too, but then one of the girls that I played with kept me in a pretty good mood and ended up doing really good. So we just had a lot of fun out there.
All things considered, new coach relatively late into the summer. I mean, it was right before school had started. All things considered, as a team, do you like how you guys have fared this fall?
Yeah, so far it's been lots of fun. It's been different, but things have definitely been going really well, and excited for the rest of this year and for the rest of the years to come.
What's the off season going to be like for you guys? Because before too long, there's going to be way too much snow out there to be able to play.
Well, we usually start hitting indoors when the spring season starts around. And last year, we were also doing some weightlifting, and we just had a little program that we did for about a month or two.
Is it hard when the season, in season, is three quarters of the school year? There isn't a whole lot of downtime.
It's not too bad. It's nice to have that little bit of a break there, especially when things start to get really hectic with school. But I like how our season is set up. So then just got some time to get everything taken care of instead of having everything focused on just golf. You have time for everything else too.
A lot of the teams that you guys play in the spring are able to be outside a whole lot earlier than you guys are. How much behind the eight ball are you guys in the spring?
I don't think we're too far behind, especially when we get to hit indoors. There are some days that last year where we went to the bowling alley and hit in the simulator, and that helped too. So we definitely make sure that we get around and play and or at least swing some clubs so we're not completely dead. And last year we also went on a spring break trip, so that helped too.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.